Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Obermeyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Obermeyer. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a line drive towards short. Hoover reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Estilella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bush. The throw from Richards and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hostetler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garrison who is chasing the ball. Outlaw reaches third base with a triple. Hostetler goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Estilella fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garrison. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to third. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Overmyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Overmyer reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Richards goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Overmyer moves to third. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Overmyer scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Garbark pinch hits for Lum Harris. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Woody Wheaton now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Kell moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-2 in the game. Estilella strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to third. Garrison moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Garrison scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Hall moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bobby Wilkins pinch hits for Woody Wheaton. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Lou Flick pinch hits for Bobby Wilkins. Lou Flick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flick hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-2 in the game. Hoover bunts towards first. Estilella scoops it up and throws to first, with Barry covering, for the out. Beck moves to second. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hostetler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Beck scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bush. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richards. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Richards steals second. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Richards scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estilella strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Estilella scoops it up and throws to first, with Barry covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 4 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bush strikes out. One out. Tony Parris pinch hits for Joe Barry. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris hits a line drive towards short. Hoover reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.